from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I feel the need for speed.
All right, happy Football Friday. Football Friday on WGR, presented by Salino Law. Car crash, call Salino, and by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Start your game day the Crosby's way. We already chatted with Sal. We talked with Chris Brown. Just had Scott Pianowski. And now, a little bit different on the Western Hotline. Joining us on the Western Hotline, Lieutenant Colonel Matt Abels from the Niagara Falls Air Force Reserve Base.
Let's go.
Good morning, Jeremy. Good morning, Joe.
Can I say Matt? How do I shorten that, Matt?
That's fine.
Okay, very good. Now, Matt, you and I met over the summer because you volunteered. You were gracious enough to volunteer to caddy some of my 100 holes that we did at Wanaka for the Courage of Carly Foundation and the Live Like Luca Foundation. You caddied for 18 holes. We had a great time. We talked a lot about planes, you know. It was a great time, and I learned that you fly and have flown a lot of these planes. And yesterday, you and I were exchanging texts, and it came to my attention via you that you are doing the flyover.
That's true. There's actually going to be three of us flying the airplane. I should say there are two pilots at the seats with controls, and then a third pilot. Who will be there to make sure that we nail the timing with the national anthem. Some of those high visibility events, like last night with the Chiefs flyover, you saw B2. They have precision timing equipment on the airplanes. Sometimes an extra set of eyes for a big visibility event is really helpful. And then additionally, we'll have a boom operator on the airplane who'll be in the back, and the boom will be extended. The boom is a large telephone pole-shaped object that extends on the rear of the airplane. It's designed to pass fuel from us onto another aircraft. And that will be down, and the boom operator will probably have the best view of the stadium as we pass over.
That was one of my questions. Like, as you're up there in the seat, in the cockpit, like, what can you see? You can see the stadium as you're approaching it, and then, of course, like as you fly over it, you're going to lose that visual.
That's true. It's a little bit counterintuitive. The lower that we get, we'll actually lose visibility sooner. If we're up way high, we'll be able to see the stadium. If you're at 20,000 feet, you could see the stadium from 100 miles away, in theory. You lose clarity the closer you get to the horizon. But as we drop down lower, just as you climb down on the bottom of a ladder, like the optics are the same, you won't be able to see as far out. And then obviously, once it gets below the dashboard in our cockpit, we won't be able to make out all the cheering crowd members down below.
Yeah. At that point, is it like, I mean, whatever, your bearings and this and that, and like, have you done this before? And if so, how many times?
So I have not done a Bills flyover before. This will be my first one, which I'm really looking forward to. And in fact, I'm deferring to the other two pilots to be at the controls actually the least experienced of the three. Not to say that he's inexperienced, but it's a very highly qualified crew. The guy flying the controls will be simply kind of like doing the monkey business. He's just going to be doing the throttles and keeping the aircraft on altitude and doing all the simple stuff. And then myself and the other pilot will be managing air traffic control, other aircraft in the area, ensuring that our path between where we're holding, which is going to be over Lake Erie roughly, and then running in through the stadium on a southeast run-in, we'll be ensuring that the timing is good. The way it works is we'll have other air crew members from our squadron that will be timing the rehearsal during pregame. And they'll get a good hack on how long it's going to take, and they pass that information to us in real time as it's happening. And then we have a preset route that we know exactly how long it takes from the lake to over the stadium, and we will start that run-in at the predetermined point in the anthem. And you'll notice sometimes, you know, the flyovers last night actually was, I thought, just a touch early. You saw the singer touching her ear. It's not to critique those pilots, because flying the B-2, those pilots are very highly vetted, but it's a difficult task to coordinate with someone who, I mean, frankly, the singer doesn't really care about when the flyover occurs, and sometimes maybe they go a little bit fast, they go a little bit slow, and it's a delicate dance between us, the person coordinating with us on the ground, and obviously the singer, who's rightfully so on their own when they're performing.
So is it structured enough where, like, you're going at the same speed from the moment, like, they give you the go-ahead, like, okay, head for the stadium? Or is it kind of very right up to it where, like, okay, hey, slow down a little bit because, you know, it's still, we're only halfway through?
Well, I can only go so fast because of the FAA airspace structure. And so if I'm a little bit late on timing, I'm capped at a certain airspeed. The variation is kind of tight. So once you get within about a minute and a half or so, you really can't make up much more time just based on the short length of time that you have to traverse between your holding point and the stadium. So it really goes down, like a flyover timing, it really comes down to the guys on the ground, actually, who are coordinating with us of when to come in. A good pilot can, in a sterile environment, can pretty much hit timing within 5 seconds or so pretty easily, maybe 5 to 10 seconds. In an airplane that I flew previously, we had timing tolerances for qualification upwards of a minute in order to hit a point. Obviously, that would be a gross deviation when you're talking flyover. You know, they might be starting the kickoff by that point. So we tighten those up, and that's also why we have that third pilot, as I mentioned, just for the high visibility of the event in order to make sure everything's on time.
Lieutenant Colonel Matt Abels will be part of the team that does the flyover at the stadium on Sunday, the scheduled flyover. On altitude, like, is there a set altitude? Two questions. That's the quick one. And then the second one is, how about, like, the atmosphere? Is there music playing? Are you listening to the pregame show? You know, like, as you're coming in, I mean, obviously you're operating a very complex piece of machinery, a big plane that you have experience with, but, like, what is that like on the holding out over Lake Erie, and then once you turn to come in?
Sure. So on the altitude point, the rule is 1,000 feet above. Now, I also need to maintain 1,000 feet above congested areas, that is. I also need to maintain 1,000 feet above any obstacle that's within 2,000 feet of my machine. So the scoreboard, we roughly round it up to about...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
About 500 feet above the parking lot level, which means we'll be 1,500 feet above the parking lot level, if you want to think of it that way, coming over the stadium. And that's a pretty standard number. That's governed by the FAA. And as far as the atmosphere, we, in the older days of flying, and they're being phased out now with newer aircraft, we actually could tune AM radio stations while we were flying. They were used as navigational aids. And so sometimes if it's a lull in the flight, especially if I'm flying over Lake Erie or this area, I would tune up WGR and I'd be listening. And there was one time I had even thought about making a phone patch radio call.
Call in. Yes.
It was an afternoon show. I was on my way back from a deployment, flying a C-130. This was a few years ago, and I ended up not doing it because it would have put the screener. He would have been really annoyed with over an HF radio with a phone patch trying to call the afternoon show. But yeah, so in the new airplanes that we're flying, and I say new in quotes because it's an updated version of a aircraft that's built in the 50s, 60s, the KC-135, which is what we'll be flying. They're actually older airplanes with newer avionics. We don't have the ability to tune into those radio stations anymore. So as we're doing pre-flights, we'll probably have pre-game going and be listening, paying attention. But at some point, we got to turn that off and pay attention to the mission at hand, which is taking off on time and flying our route and nailing that timing over the 50-yard line.
Yeah. The KC, is there KC-135 Stratotank, or is that what it is?
That's the one.
All right. What any fun facts about this this plane?
Well, we can go from here to the Middle East, roughly, on one tank of gas. We have the ability to offload well over 100,000 pounds of fuel, probably 200,000 pounds of fuel to other airplanes. And almost every ounce of fuel that I have for myself, I have the ability to move through that boom, that telephone pole out the back, into another airplane. So I'm a very generous aircraft in that sense.
Very good. KC-135 Stratotanker Sunday during the flyover.
I don't think, just looking at the apps at least, Sunday looks like this would be much of a thing, but do you guys track weather like right up to it? Like I guess how bad would the weather have to be? Do you guys know like when it would plans would change?
So I need to have at least 500 feet. I need to be 500 feet below the cloud deck. I have to get down to it. So there's a couple nuances there, but we can traverse through weather, and we have radar on the aircraft as well. So we'll keep our distance from any convective activity, and that'll just be a game time decision.
You said hard deck there.
Well, if you want to call hard deck would be the 1,000 feet that I had mentioned. If we go below 1,000 feet, that's when we would be standing at attention talking to the man.
Right, sure. Yeah, this is my inner Top Gun childhood saying like, you can tell me what the hard deck is, man. I'll make sure everybody knows.
Yep.
All right. Now, one more thing before I let you go. We're speaking with Lieutenant Colonel Matt Abels, who is from the Niagara Falls Air Force Reserve Base, part of the team flying the KC-135 on Sunday. Do you guys have an air show anytime soon? You and I talked about that when we were on the course, that maybe there'd be one coming up in the future, and I haven't seen anything, so I'm just kind of asking.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of glad you put me on the spot here. We have been finally getting back into the routine of putting an air show together. As you can imagine, it's a pretty complex endeavor, especially when you bring the Thunderbirds, the Blue Angels, the high performance jet demonstration team, and we're targeting early summer of 26. We really wanted to do it next year, but the squadron is going to be deploying. Actually, the wing will have a lot of members deploying next year, and because of that, it's easier on the system for the base. It's a smaller base to host it in 26. So we'll obviously have our public affairs office is going to go full gear probably later on this year, maybe early next year, with advertising dates and what we can expect. But we are very excited to have it back on base, to have families, have dads, have moms, grandpas, kids touching the planes, feeling the planes, seeing the acts, being able to talk with the acts when they land and have that interpersonal experience.
Yeah,
the one that we did over the lake was fantastic. We had never done it like that before. And having the Blue Angels rip by downtown, it caught a lot of people off guard. But the one thing that we lacked, as awesome as that experience was the ability to walk around the flight line and to be able to see and feel and touch. And we want to get that experience back. So yeah. I appreciate you asking me about that.
Yeah, yeah. I also want to ask you, what about like ride-alongs on the Strato Tanker? Do we do those ever? Because, you know, I like Matt Beauvais, who does the show with Sal, always sunny. It's not always sunny. It's always game day in Buffalo. Like his profile picture on Twitter, he's in a fighter jet. And I'm too much of a wuss for that. But, you know, maybe I'd get in a Strata tanker sometime. If, you know, just saying.
Jeremy, there's a way we can do that. And I know a guy on base, the public affairs office. We could probably line something like that up.
All right. Well, I'll think about it. Lieutenant Colonel Matt Abels, who's part of the team doing the flyover from the Niagara Falls Air Force Base. Great to talk to you again. Thanks for doing this for us. It was super cool.
Thanks, Jeremy. Thanks, Joe. Go Bills.
Go Bills.
Thanks, Matt.
I'm too much of a wuss. You're not getting me in a fighter jet. That thing, I mean, I'd probably still be nervous, but what?
Not one time?
Fighter jet?
Sure.
No.
Once?
I'm too old. My heart would stop.
I've been invited to do flying lessons, and I've not taken the person up on it yet.
So that Strata tanker, it's the one with the boom, the fuel thing.
Yeah.
When Matt came out to do the 100 holes with me, you know, I that's when I get up in the morning. I play golf at 5 a.m., and I think he might have come for like the 12:30 or 3 o'clock. Anyway, you know, he comes, we get a chance to get to know each other a little bit, and he shows me a picture like, here's what I've been doing this morning. And what is it? He's, you know, just flying this giant plane up there, refueling planes at whatever 1,000 feet. I'm just, my mind is just blown by that. Like, here I thought I was having an interesting morning.
Yeah, they're just refueling.
You know, they're refueling planes in the sky, which has got to be one of the most incredible things that we can do as a species. Oh, we can fly and refuel in the sky.
While we're up there.
Yeah. Anyway, there you go.
So you go home and watch Top Gun?
Maybe. Give me a movie with a KC-135 Strata tanker, you know? So anyway, that's what's going to be flying over the stadium. And our thanks to Lieutenant Colonel Matt Abels for that. Extendo Sports when we get back. And then, of course, the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. It's all part of Football Friday. Getting you geared up for Football Friday. Presented by Salino Law. Car Crash Call Salino. And by Crosby's Pizza and Sub. Start your game day the Crosby's way.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.